Nineteen seventy-one. Come on, Bob, let's go.
Kiranaya Rupa Satipu Nidhita Sang Dharma Adharma Va Nahi Jiva Jatana Tu Sakatam Nasitatma Manam Kutamai Brahma Chetanam Vishambha Niyabhutanam Sabhina Gugdhumarati. विश्वासेन नितराम उत्थितो आत्मा जीनत्वम् विसंभन्य विश्वसनीय सभिनः सकथं नाधीतात्मानं कृतमित्रं मसीतनम् विसंभन्य भूतानां सभिनः दुःखमनुत् सो ए जवदूता इज कंपेयरिंग the trustworthy government. Everything is discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. But people do not take advantage of all these instructions. Bhagavatam means that rati, that so many nice instructions are there in different controls. Actually, the Krishna is described in the 10th canto. And other 9 cantos are specially meant for purifying the heart and understanding the real Krishna. As it is described in the Bhagavad Gita. They do not know those who take advantage of Krishna's rasila only. As ordinary stories, they do not know Krishna proper. But even though they do not know, because they are hearing about Krishna's pastimes, they are also becoming purified. But if they hear from authorized source, then the result will be bhaktiṁ parāṁ pratilabhya. They will be promoted to transcendental devotional as form. And the result will be that nidhūgu pāmaṁ actually, by hearing about Rasila, the result will be that one will be raised to the platform of transcendental service, and the disease of lust within the heart, that is material disease, that will be completely vanquished. Vidrogam kamam apayanati asira. Asira. Very soon. They will be able to eradicate the deep-rooted lusty desires in the heart of material existence. Material existence means lusty. Krishna Bhulya Jeeva Bhoga Bhanchava. Material life means simply to desire to enjoy. Of course, there is no enjoyment. That is. So, if one hears Rajasiva from authoritative source, the result is that he will be promoted to the transcendental platform of loving service to Krishna, and the material disease, lusty desire, will be vanished. But they do not hear from the authoritative source, some professional disciples, they hear. That's what is immense in the material existence of lusty affairs. And sometimes they turn to the Saurya. And Krishna has connection with so many women. You know that in Vrindavan, the Jivan version, one becomes Krishna and then one becomes Rama. That is your theory. And so many things are going on. Therefore, we in this class, that first of all, read the 9 chapters very carefully. And then, there are so many nice instructions. But they do not hear about these 9 instructions of Rami, Arjuna, Krishna, at least picked up some incidences that you hear. So, I'm he Kitanidhi Sesa, Janma Kottyahu Angsa Mopi, Jad Bajahara Bibhusa Nama Paspayanam Hari. The charge of Vishnu Dut for the Jama Dut was that they did not know whom to arrest or whom not to arrest. Therefore, you have to decide. Jamaraja is meant for arresting the criminal first. But these Jamadutas came to arrest the Brahmin who was already released from all sinful actions, simply by chanting Narayan. That was not known to them. So, in order to criticize them, that they do not know where to go and where not to go, they describe in so many ways. Now, they are positively saying that I am he Krita Nibhishesha Janma Kuttang Hal Samasi. Even though he committed sinful activities for millions of years, and he is now free. I am he Krita Nirvishesha. He has completely counteracted all those sinful activities. How? Jad Vajohara Vivosa Nama Satsayanam Hari. Vivosa, somehow or other, he has chanted the holy name of Hari. Atta patina dande kimatham akrusha priyate tatrahu I am he. Why you are attempting to arrest this person as criminal? Jamaduta jag jagada vivasopi harinama bhajohara uchantama. There was no intention of chanting the holy name of Hari. But even though consciously or unconsciously he has chanted the holy name of Hari, therefore he is now free. Now we have to note this importance that the powerful Sriram is so strong that even one consciously or unconscious, sometimes they eager Hare Krishna. They have no intention to chant the holy name of Krishna, but they imitate or criticize Hare Krishna, that is also suspect. That is also suspect. That's like in Mahavajan, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, they sometimes used to criticize these Hindus are chanting Hare Krishna. So they are imitating, so gradually they also become Hindus. Jadvaja Aharab Divasa Nama Satsayanam Hare. Divasopi Harinama Bhajavahara Uchcharitama Nakivalam Prayasittamatram Harinama Apitu Svasnayanam Mokha Sadhanam Api. So, Siddha Swami says that this chanting of holy name of Narayan Hari is not only counteracting his all sinful reactions, but he is now eligible to become liberated and being transferred to the spiritual world. Not only he has been freed from, but there is a reward for it. Asa hari name jato paap hare, papi hai tato paap kuri vare nari. A sinful man is very expert in committing sinful activities, but here is a statement that the holy name of Hari is so powerful that even an expert criminal cannot commit as much sinful activities as by one chanting the holy name of Hari, it can be counted. He's unable. The expert criminal is very advanced in committing sinful acts, but Shastra says that he cannot commit so many sinful. The one chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is so powerful. So one may say, non-believers, they may criticize that it's too much, but it is not too much, it is actual fact. Actual fact. Because that is opera. One who thinks like that Purinam has not so much power that it can counter us. So they are offended. For them, it is not so. But one who believes in the words of the Shastras, as it is stated here, for him, is actually effective. Athavada. Out of 10 offenses, athavada. One who comments like that is athavada, and that is offense. So those who are cultivating the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, they should have firm faith in the statement of the pastor that chanting of Hare Nama is so powerful. Iti naiva agana asya kritam syada aganis kritam jada narayanayati jada da chaturastaram. But as clearly said, the chaturastaram, this four alphabet, narayana, four, narayana. Because he has uttered these four alphabets, Narayana, But he had no offense in chanting. He sincerely chanted. Offenseless chanting. Therefore, he became free immediately. Kesinaiva jagana astra kritam syada abhanishkitam jada narayanaiti jadada chaturasanam. Nano karma karmasad gunakaram harir nameti yuktam dasas mityata namakta tapo jagga kriya jisu nunam sampurna kaang jati sadya bande achyutam ityadi vasanam. So Siddha Swami is quoting from Shastras that Vadha Parikaratena Mokhaya Gamanam Pichiti Smite Na Kevalam Prayasitta Parinnama Pichu Satyana Makkasadana Mati Sakiru Sritana Jena Parisi Akharayadham Baddha Parikarasena Mukhaya Gamanam Pratisi. This is a quotation from Smriti Shastra that Sakhidutcharita Jena Pari Iti Akharadda. If anyone simply chants to as a Ari Pari, then Baddha Purikara Sena Mukhaya Gamanam Pratiti. Although he is a conditioned soul, he is path for liberation is open. Dasya Mityata Namastya Tapajagga Kriyadishu Nunam Sampunatan Jati Sajra Bande Pachyudam Ittyadi Vatna. There is another quotation that Dasya Mityata Namastya Tapajagga Kriyadishu. These are pious activities. Austerity sacrifice, tapa, yoga, and kriya, pious activities. Everything is done simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. There is no need of doing anything. Simply by chanting, one can achieve the results of japa, yoga, and other ritualistic performance prescribing the Buddha. This is specially advised to the karmakandiyas, those who are very much fond of performing ritualistic ceremony. For them, this instruction is specially meant that if you chant simply Hare Krishna mantra without any offense, then you get all the results of japa, yoga, and other ritualistic performances. Satantrena Satka Nivartatam Harinama Katam Shat Tatrahu Itinaiva Iti Abhuna Annayata Magabat Sabda is like it, right? Everything.